We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, a song from many, many years ago from a schoolmate of mine named Aretha Butler Funk. This is Never My Love from The Association. I'm playing music from long ago from Derby Classmates. Joined now by Kelsey Stewart, formerly of Mays High School, a standout softball player at Mays, an all-SEC performer at Florida, a member of Team USA, and now a professional softball player. Kelsey, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm very happy to have you, and we'll start out just by talking about your amazing career in softball, how you got started, how you ended up at Florida, and all of the accolades that have greeted you during your journey as a softball player. Tell us a little bit how that came to pass.
Yeah, so funny story. I actually started playing softball. Was there a team in Arc City, where I'm originally from? They didn't have enough players to play softball, so they asked me to play. My parents were like, sure, she has nothing else to do. So I started playing softball. I got really competitive probably seventh grade, and then I got my offer from Florida when I was in eighth grade. And then I traveled the world playing softball. My dream school was actually Alabama, and then I had visited Florida first, and I absolutely fell in love with everything about Florida, especially the coach. Went to Alabama, I didn't love it as much, so I ended up deciding Florida. It was definitely the best 4 years of my life. Go Gators forever and always. We won two back-to-back national championships. That's probably some of the funnest times of my life. We played right up the street in Oklahoma City, so pretty cool being able to play in front of my family and do all of that. Then my biggest accomplishment to date is that I just made the Olympic team. So this is my seventh year on Team USA, and so now I'm waiting till next July, hopefully, crossing my fingers.
Next July. We're all waiting until next July, Kelsey.
Kelsey, this is Jamin. Speaking of that, what was your reaction when you found out that you were going to have to wait, and kind of what was the mood with everybody in that? And is it one of those, oh well, life goes on, or was there a real sense of disappointment about that? Or
whenever I first found out, I was kind of just like, well, it is what it is. But then I kept getting lots of texts that people were like, I'm so sorry. Like, basically, I felt like someone had passed away. And then I got, like, pretty upset about it. But really, it ended up being a blessing in disguise for a couple of reasons. Our shortstop actually tore her ACL the very first game of the season. So she's getting to have surgery and be back 100% by 2021. And then also I'm getting to use my platform and be an advocate for change in this world.
Kelsey Stewart, our guest, formerly of Mays High School, has made an incredible run as a softball player. You were playing professionally in what was billed as the first professional team sport event staged in the United States since the coronavirus shutdown earlier this month. Some of the country's best softball players were in Florida. You were with a team called Scrapyard. And one of the people from your team, one of the people in a higher level of authority, made a tweet to the president that was this tweet: everyone respecting the flag. It was a picture of your team standing at attention for the national anthem. a lot of the players on that team did not take kindly to that tweet, including you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it really didn't have anything to do with the flag or even President Trump. It mainly had to do with her insensitivity to what is going on in the world. And it's come to light that Colin Kaepernick kneeled for police brutality, and it was for a reason, and he wasn't disrespecting the flag. And we felt like when she tweeted that, she kind of, one, put that view on all of us when none of us knew what was going on because there's a game. And two, she was very insensitive to the Black Lives Matter movement, again, what's going on in the world. And we weren't able to defend ourselves in that moment, and it went around Twitter for a good hour, 2 hours before we were able to respond. So I think that's what it was about, was just her insensitivity to what was going on and just her lack of care for the two Black women that we had on that team.
And your team walked off the field. Correct me if I'm wrong about any of this. And that series, which was to have been a best of seven, has not been restarted. Am I right about that? Are there any plans yet to get back to that series and play softball?
So actually, we started a team. It's called This Is Us. So we completely walked away from Scrapyard Organization and separated ourselves from that. But we have a team. It's called This Is Us. You can go to thisisussoftball.com to donate and do all of that stuff. But we actually played the other day, and then we play tonight as well. Again,
all right, great.
Tried, but series, yeah.
And Kelsey, I was looking at your reaction, and the reaction of several of the players, and it was very, very visceral and very lots of capital letters and words like betrayed and angry and disgusted and. Having had a lot of time to reflect on that and think about all of that, is that something that you is that still the mood, or is there more of a is it a resignation, or is it a an anger? What's the mood like now, given what's going on?
Yeah, I think now it's pretty much the same. I think now we're just trying to change the way we're going about this, and we're not trying to be focused on what she said, but more about what we can do about it and how we can get Black women and Black men into softball and baseball. So we just kind of changed the narrative. So now I just feel like maybe it was a little more ignorance than anything else, and I'm just hoping that she opens her mind and heart to what's going on. But I think, again, we're just trying to change the narrative, and we're trying to empower people. We're trying to gain awareness so people know what's really going on and how it affects not just people on the street, but softball players that you look up to, and then as well as just unity and how we all did it together. And we're not going to be able to get past this if we're not all in on it together.
Kelsey Stewart, who graduated from Mays, played softball at Florida, is our guest. It had to be gratifying that someone like Kat Osterman, who's so decorated in this sport, sided with you guys and said that she, too, was offended by the tweet. I would imagine that that you all appreciated her support.
Yeah, I think that this is the first time that I've been on a team where everyone has been behind something, and something so powerful. And she did a great job just kind of standing up and being the first person to be like, I'm not playing for this organization. And then seeing how hurt Kiki and myself were, and then everybody just kind of followed suit. There wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everyone's just like, you're right, this is not okay. We will not stand for this. So having someone like Kat, who obviously has so much influence over the softball world, and again, like you said, so decorated in this sport, stand up and say something, it was very powerful.
You know, I'm 65 years old, Kelsey, so I have a different perspective on things maybe than a 25-year-old has, but I'm certainly in support of Black Lives Matter. What has this past several months done to you as a 25-year-old African-American woman? How much has it changed you, if at all?
Yeah, so it's funny. We were kind of talking about this. And it's like, yeah, 2020 physically might suck, but if you're not getting better mentally and you aren't being more educated on everything in this world, like, you're not doing your job in 2020. So I think, honestly, I've learned more in these past few months than I have ever possibly learned in life. I think that I've become more aware, and I think I've seen it from different perspectives more than I used to just kind of be selfish in the way I only saw it from my perspective. But I am mixed, so my mother's white and my dad is black. And so being able to ask my mom questions and see, like, you guys might be overreacting sometimes. Or, you know, my dad, who's, you know, he's like, no, like, this is how it is. So I think being able to see it from different perspectives, and I think I've become stronger and more aware and more open to other people's opinions, and realizing sometimes it's okay to agree to disagree.
Kelsey, I think my question would be along the lines, similar to kind of that question, but in terms of Bob and I, you know, and you're talking about having different perspectives, I'm 37, I'm white, you know, Bob is white, we're both male. So kind of help us, I guess my question is more along the lines of, what can people do that are not, because obviously you have a perspective and you're right in the middle of it. What can people who don't have that perspective or don't have that background or are of a different gender, race, ethnicity, what can we do in support of what you're doing?
Yeah, I think really the thing is, like, obviously acknowledge what's going on, and then two, just speak out. Like, you know, no matter how old, young we are, we know right from wrong, and it's simply right and wrong. And if you see someone following a black person in the store, like, say something, or just simply make sure that you see someone stopped and it's the black person, there's five cops, just maybe stop and just be like, is everything okay? Just simple things like that. And again, I'm not telling you to police the police, but just have extra eyes just to make sure things like George Floyd doesn't happen. And I think that is the most powerful thing I can say, is just speak out. Like, the more people that speak out, those people that have those tendencies to have these racist things that they do, you'll see them kind of fall back, and maybe it'll open their eyes, like, wow, like, all these other people are seeing in a different way, and maybe I should open my eyes and my heart to what's going on. So I think if I had to say anything, it's just, like, speak out and, like, don't be quiet. Like, say when you see something wrong, just say it's wrong.
Kelsey, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. We're talking with Kelsey Stewart from Mays High School. She will be an Olympian on the U.S. softball team in 2021, which is coming up next July. And I appreciate you coming on our show, sharing your thoughts. I would love at some point to have you come and talk to some of our League 42 kids. If that would ever work out in your schedule, that would be awesome.
Oh, I would absolutely love that so much.
All right, Kelsey. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Kelsey Stewart joining us, and what a great softball career she's had. Offered as an eighth grader.
That's insane.
By Florida. I mean, are you kidding? Who good. Offered you anything as an eighth grader?
That's good recruiting, isn't it? That is really good recruiting.
That is simply amazing.
That's crazy.
And she went on to become a great player for the University of Florida, as probably was expected. All right, we'll be back and talk with K-State women's basketball player Chrissy Carr. She, too, is involved in some things up at K-State that are going on with their student athletes. We'll visit with her next, The Drive on KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.